Vava Kama, just as an introduction for our parents and Ari who have joined us, we are now in one of the most fascinating topics in Vava Kama land. This is a deviant nesek. This is a nonconformist. This is a maverick nesek. We started with Vava Kama, Mishnah, the famous Mishnah of Vava Kama. Even though the Mishnah says our Bavas Nezikin, we really know there are five Bavas Nezikin. And Rav and Shmuel, you have one job. Rav and Shmuel have a machzaret. Rav and Shmuel machlokas. Which four out of five are in the Mishnah, and which is not in the Mishnah? What are the five Bavas Nezikin? Don't tell me the words. Tell me the people. Shane, Regel, Eish, Bor, and Adam. So this machlokas. Rav and Shmuel, whether Adam is in or Adam is out. But so even though the Mishnah says our Bavas Nezikin, it's a little bit misleading. There are really five. Shane, Regel, Karen, Eshbor. I say five, six. I'm sorry. Shane, Regel, Karen, Eshbor, six. Another. Sorry, my bad. Got to go back to college and restudy math. Okay. Got a minor in math, but it's from YU, so put it into context. Okay. Here we go. So, now all of a sudden we meet this new Avanezek called Svaros. And Svaros pays Chatzin Nezek, and that's Alecha Moshmi Sinai. Svaros is where the animal doesn't damage with its body, either through intent to harm, which we call Karen, Kavanas Elhazik, or desire for pleasure, which we call Shane, eating, scraping against the wall, or just normal walking Derech Hilucha, which we call Regel. There's this third category where we don't look at the motivation yet. We'll take a look at motivation next week, because until now, guys, this is for you as well, Shane, Regel, and Karen were distinct based on motivation. Karen is antagonistic, a violent incentive. Shane is desire for Ana. Regel is no motivation. Here, all of a sudden, we're creating an offset, not based on motivation, but based on the indirect nature of the nesek, where the animal doesn't create bodily contact, which would be Karen, Shane, and Regel, but it throws something, some projectile, and that projectile damages the kli. The projectile typically is stones, that's why it's called Svaros, but it could be other types of projectiles. It could be wind. It could be indirect pressure, which leads to a delayed nesek, which we just talked about, where the animal steps on a kli, so there's direct contact, but it rolls and then breaks at a later point. So if we ignore the beginning and we look at the end, that would be Svaros, even though there's contact. Or the animal nibbles away at a rope, and the rope falls, and with that rope there's a bucket, and the bucket rolls. So even though there's some degree of contact, so you can reach indirect contact one of two ways. Either there's never direct contact, stones, air, sound waves, we'll see later, screaming, animals that scream. Or this direct contact, but the nezek is so delayed that the contact becomes indirect. Stepping on a kli rolling. Nibbling a rope, kli rolling. So that's what we've seen for Tzveros. And as far as we know, now everyone listen, this is the premise of Tzveros until we see otherwise. Tzveros is tagged as a tolda of, but it pays chatzin nezek. That's our working definition of Tzveros. Until we see otherwise. We saw a little bit, I gave you a little taster the first year, but basically, that's our definition of Regel. It follows all the halachas of Regel. It just has a halacha, the Moshe Misinai discount of Chatzin Nezek. Today, we may shatter that paradigm. And Rava is looking to possibly shatter that paradigm, okay? Again, until now, we have two assumptions. Okay, listen carefully because I want you guys to help me build the shir today. Let's impress the pants off of our guests, okay? December, you guys are going to give shir today. You can help me build the table. Regel, Tzveros is Regel with Halacha Moshe Misinai payment discount. And that's it. And we're ready to roll. Excuse the pun. We're ready to roll with our Tzveros applications. So we spent the last week and a half deconstructing what is or isn't Tzveros. And we saw Rava give us two tools by which we can deconstruct them. What are the two tools that Rava gave us? Number one, the Zav analogy, giving us the boundary between Tzveros and Nezek Shalim. There's a case of Zav that's Tameh, which is Nezek Shalim, not Tzveros, an animal pulling a wagon. Kol Sheba Zav Tameh, but Tzveros Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Kol Sheba Zav Tohar, Tzveros Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. So he gave us an analogy between Niske Mamon and Zav. What was the second test case that Rava gave us to help us understand what is or isn't Tzveros? What did he use? Basar Meikara, Basar Basof. If there's a delay in the damage, if we look at the early part of the damage, it's likely not to be Tzveros. If we look at the end part of the damage, then there's indirect contact. Of course, we spent 3 days trying to understand what Rebbe was saying. Okay? Now this is not the third, but this week the third kind that Rava is going to discuss with us, Sveros. And now he's going to start mixing things up. So right now, we're moving from internal definitions, what isn't or isn't Sveros, to features at Sveros. What are the halachas at Sveros? You see, we're making a shift now from the abstract to the applications. We spent a week, what is or isn't Sveros? Now we're starting to say, what are the halachas at Sveros? What do you mean, Noam? We know what the halachas at Sveros are. Nezek shalei, chasi nezek, regel, and just apply all the halachas of regel. And in truth, who said that? Who applied all the halachas of regel to Sveros, except for the chasi nezek discount? Who was that person? Reb Papa. Reb Papa felt that Sveros is a told of regel. And as a told of regel, what are the halachos of regel that would apply to Tzveros? Aside from the Chatzin Nezek, which is the halacha of Moshe Messina discount, what are the halachos you'd apply? Aliyah. Aliyah. Now take the word Aliyah, don't use that word because it will confuse you. What does Aliyah really mean? No. That's what you pay?
Not Gufo.
Not Gufo. So what does Aliyah mean? Full payment. Aliyah can be very confusing because in age, Aliyah doesn't mean, just means full payment. As opposed to, what would you call Migufo? Again, I always tell you not to just read the Migufo from its body. What does Migufo really mean conceptually? Capped payment. Payment that's capped by the value of the mazik. So Migufo is capped payment, Aliyah is full payment. So what would Reb Papa say about Chasinezik? So you pay Chasinezik, but you'd pay, give me an English word, full payment, Aliyah. And what else would be true? Excellent. I gave him all the answers before. Okay. So you ask your parents, what did you talk about today? Say, we talked about Aliyah. Oh, it's a good idea. Let's make Aliyah. Okay. 1 million people. The Jewish agency is predicting 1 million people are going to make Aliyah. 1 million Jews this year to make Aliyah. What a hard to say simcha, because it's a simcha about mitoch yagon, but mirtz Hashem, and mirtz Hashem, who knows if this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of blowing the shofar. Kav shofar gadol l'chayriseinu. So you said we talked about Aliyah today. What do you mean? No, I meant Aliyah. We pay from full payment. Okay, that's what Papa said. Keep in mind, there's going to be a bit of an issue. We'll talk about this maybe later. Who was Reb Papa's Rebbe? Well, you know, Rava. So we have to think about this. This is Rebbe Mufak. But he argued a lot in his Rebbe. We'll talk about that later also. Don't take it literally. Okay. Now Rava comes and asks the following question on Yuchasim and Aleph. Rava says, "Boy, Rava, right in the middle, asterisk, Chatzi Nezek Tzveros, Migufo Mishali, mean you cap the payment based on the animal? Don't use the English word, you're just going to confuse yourself. Here, O Israel, you cap the payment of Chatzi Nezek? So namely, let's say my animal kicks stones and damage your priceless Chinese antique, and I owe you $10 million, but my animal's worth $100, so all I pay you? $50. I cap the payment based on, I don't pay you $500,000, which would be Chatzi Nezek Tzveros. I pay you half, actually I pay you 100, right? Pay you 100, not 50. I pay you half of the value of the damage, capped by the value of the animal that did the damage. I pay you 100, sorry, not 50. Because the animal damaging, which is worth 100, I can never be liable for more than the value of the animal. Would you apply Migufo as a capping of payment to Tzveros? Oh, me'aliyah, Michelle, means you would unlimit it. You'd be full payment. Stop. Okay, guys, let's build the shir today. Let's impress the visitors. Okay? What's the first question we ask when we have a question like this? Come on. Which position makes more sense? Would you apply a cap to Tzveros payment? Or would you not apply a cap to Tzveros payment? This should be easy peasy Japanesey. Would you apply a cap or would you have full payment? Answer is? Yeah. Cap or no cap?
No.
Full payment. Why would you cap payment? It is counterlogical in general. Forget names of Rego and Tzveros. Like, why in the world would you cap payment? Okay, the Torah gives a Gzeres HaKasa for Karen. We'll have to get to that. Maybe Tzveros will be a pathway towards better understanding Karen. But the last thing in the world is to take something which is illogical and extend it. Capping payment, the Torah says, by Karen, all of a sudden to apply it beyond Karen doesn't make sense. And especially since, remember, what is our assumption? That Sreros is regal. Sreros is regal. Why in the world would you apply a cap? Tzveros is regel. with halacha l'moshe m'sinai, reducing payment by 50%. That's our profile of Tzoros. That's the picture of Tzoros in the Arba Avos Nezikin yearbook. That's his picture in your context. In the yearbook, they made a yearbook of Arba Avos Nezikin. That's the picture of Tzoros. Hi, I'm Regel, and I pay chatzin nezik halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So if the simple pshat is that you would not apply a cap of migufo, you would apply full payment. We call full payment aliyah. So what's the next question? Give a svara for the other side for migufo. What could the svara be behind Rava's migufo? If svaros is regal, and the halacha moshmi sinai only creates a monetary discount, where does the migufo cap end? Okay, guys, build the table. What are our two choices? Broadly, zoom out. We're going to have branches to each table. But what are the two choices? My two choices are, I always, to reject the assumption that regal shouldn't be kept, that sorrow shouldn't be kept, what do I do to reject the assumption, to reject the conclusion? I can think broadly. If a conclusion is based on two assumptions, which is always true, then to reject the conclusion, I can reject either assumption. That's always true, 1,000,000% times in Shas and in Magic. If I say, if it's raining outside and you don't have an umbrella, you're going to get wet, what are the two scenarios that you won't get wet? Either
it's not raining,
you don't have an umbrella, or you don't have an umbrella. That's just P's and Q's. If you study formal logic, it's true 1,000,000% of the time in Shas. So whenever there's a position which is to be rejected, you can reject it two ways. That's called Svedin. So we started today, Tzoros is regal. Halacha Moshe Misina is limited to discounting money. How the heck do you cap the payment based on the value of the mazik? Tzoros should be regal, full payment. How do you cap it? So what are my two choices? Either Tzoros isn't regal. I play with this assumption. I say, it's really Tzoros regal. And that's going to be a seismic shift in Tzoros. Here's your seismic shift day. We're now moving to a totally different world now. A brave new world where Tzoros really is a regal. Or Tzoros is regal, but right, I have some, in general, you're right, Avi, I have some other method for reaching the cap, which we call migufa. I maintain that Tzoros equals regal equation. This is the easy part of this year. No revolution, no French revolution, nothing big is happening here. I'm just finding a way to say, you know what, Natan, Tzoros is a card-carrying member of the regal family. It just gets a discount in some way. Now, of course, you said it, Avi. It's probably going to be internal to Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai isn't just a discounter, it's also a capper. Then just discount the fundamental amount, it also caps the payment based on the value of the animal, which we call Mikuf. Okay, that's our table today. That's our question. Now here, whichever strategy we look at, whichever model, whichever svara we look at, we have a lot of things on the obstacle course. Okay, teach you guys a little bit of Hebrew, just so you can be cool with your Israeli friends. Anyone know the Hebrew term for an obstacle course? It's a legendary term that every soldier, depending on how well you score and how quickly you run, and everyone cheers you on, and it's called Bachmas. Probably some acronym, Bachmas, I don't know, but how did you do on the Bachmas? This thing is a little bit of a Bachmas. Why? Because number one, okay, I don't know if you can tease it. We're going to have to hold up our svaras to the following obstacles. First of all, Rava only had a question about... What was Rava's only question about svaras? About whether you cap it or don't cap it. Whether you pay, in Hebrew, Yufam Aliyah. What did Rava not ask about? Which halacha did he not ask about? No, we don't know that. That's theoretical. But what halacha did he not question? Come on, Daf Gimel. Well, that's halacha Moshina. You can't question. That's just a rabbin. So he was willing to regulate, excuse the pun, he was willing to regalize Svaros and apply the Petorah Shas Arabin. It was only Migufa. So just off the cuff, which of those two options does it make it sound like? That Rava was changing the definition or was maintaining the definition, but just finding a way to cap it down to Migufo? If he wasn't changing the regal Rishos HaRabim Ptur by Tzoros, which model does that make it sound like? Model A or model B? Just simply. Wait a second, it's not regal, and that's why you cap it with Migufo, so it also shouldn't be regal for Pirush HaSarab. But if he applies Pirush HaSarab to Tzraros, then it sounds like Pashtros, he is maintaining the regal identity of Tzraros, but just questioning whether you can find some external mechanism to cat Megufa. I'm not saying that's a shot. Just giving you all the pieces on the chessboard before you start analyzing what are the pieces on the chessboard. We have to give a Svara for Tzraros being capped, while we still apply the classic Pirush HaSarabim of Rego, which Rava buys into. That's something to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind is, this is not necessarily a poison pill, but it's important. Whereas Rava had a question, who didn't have a question? I said it before. Rapapa. Rapapa was convinced that Tzraros, what's the halachos, is Pirush HaSarabim, and what did he say about Megufo Me'aliyah? Me'aliyah, full pay. Maybe you don't apply the Megufo cap. Which is strange. Why would Reb Papa argue with his Rebbe? Rebbe Muvak, which would be Rava. So we have to find some X factor that Reb Papa holds that Rava doesn't hold, which accounts for the fact that he didn't have this question of Megufa that Rava had. I'm not saying these are poison pills. This is just our logical field of conversation. Whatever the Svar is, we say, wait a second, that's a great Svar, Rava. Why you should reduce it and cap it with Megufa? Why did Reb Papa say that? What about Reb Papa made him different? Maybe we won't solve that issue. Anyone know a little bit about Reb Papa? Who is Reb Papa? I just mentioned Talmud Mufak of Rava. When did he live? Fourth century, fourth generation, easy to remember. Rav was second generation, third century. So each century is about two generations of Amarayim. He learned by Abai and Rav. He still learned by Rav Yosef. Generally, not always. But generally, the major Amarayim had their Rebbe Mufak, and they still had like this little contact with the older generation before the Rebbe. I'll give you a mashal. I'm just using this as my own example, but not. Who was my Rebbe? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. How many years did I have Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? 32 years. But I was in the Rav Shir, you know. And he's not my Rebbe. I was in the Rav Shir, like, you know, for a day or whatever, for a year. Okay, he's still like I had that older generation. You know, he had that previous generation. So, like, who was Rav's Rebbe? Rav Chia, but he learned by Rebbe Yehuda Nasi also. So you have a lot of this very, you have a lot of this in Amarayim, multi-generational contact. It's very, very important to have multi-generational contact because that's part of Masara, seeing how different generations take Torah and distill it differently. So Rav Papa's Rebbe was Abai and Rava, but he learned by Rabbi Yosef. He had contact with Rabbi Yosef, who was Abai and Rava's Rebbe. So Rabbi Yosef was a second generation. So Rav Papa learned by Abai and Rava in Pumbedisa. When Rava was Niftar, or Abai was Niftar, he moved to anyone know the city that Rav Papa started yeshiva in? 200 Talmidei Chacham, 200, I mean, today 200 is a small number, but in those days, 200 Talmidei Chacham was a big, big thing. Who were the people in his town? What was the town's name? No, that was Rashi. Nope, that was Abai and Rava. Narish. Nun, Reish, Shin. Rav Papa was in Narish. Papa was very wealthy. He sold beer from dates, obviously. And of course, we know Rav Papa most from our main contact with Rav Papa is Siyumim. And the big question is, why are we calling Rav Papa at Siyumim? So the typical approach which the Rama says is that he had 10 children and he made a lot of Siyumim because he was very rich. And presumably, a Siyum was a way to invite poor people. So that would be a method to have people have meals, to create a Siyumim mitzvah. And since he had 10 children, he wanted to celebrate Torah. So at a siyumim, he would create analogies between his 10 kids and the Esaras HaDibros, and Esaras HaMamaro Shabara Olam. He gave a lot of different Torah. So the 10 kids was not just arbitrary. 10 sons he had. Not like he said, you're gracious and you're devourer. 10 grandsons. And he talked about the beauty of Torah. So we try to invoke that at a siyum. There are other approaches. There are other, one interesting one just for Rashi Tevos is that Papa would be Rashi Tevos for Peh El Peh Adaber Bo. That I would speak to Moshe. Okay, you could probably find an acronym for every time, right? So, not like that's a, I mean, make a Rashi Tevos for any name, but some people say that that's stuck because it was very, very iconic. Anyway, this is our question today, guys, okay? We've set up our question. We have Rava's question. We want to know why Rav Papa disagreed. And we want to know why even Rava accepted the fact that it should be like Regel for Rosh HaSarabim, Pater, Regel's Pater and Rosh HaSarabim. The only issue is, okay, anything you say has to fit into that model. We spend a lot of time in this year on structure. Once you have structure, content is easier because you know what you're looking for, you know how to prove it, you know how to disprove it, you know how to analyze it. This is our structure. We know what the simple pshat is, which is how we started our chakira. Right? We're now, Adam, chasing a svara for Megufa. We don't have to chase a svara for Me'aliyah. Why in the world would you cap payment? It's regel. Halacha Mashmisina reduces payment. If it's regel, why would you cap it? Why did Rapapa disagree? And why, even when you capped it, even in your tzad that you should cap it, why do you not also say, oh, it's not like regel, then maybe Shechayiv is just a rabbi? Okay. Who says the first svara? Avi, you're the Baal HaSvara. You're the Kohen today. Kohen, not the Kohen Bebeis HaKaris, you're a Kohen Bebeis HaChayim. What's the svara? Before you tell me who says it. Really, give me your finger. Really, really, I'll start you off. Tzaras is full-fledged regel. Haraya, you thought there was just a rabbi. Of course it's regel. Even though it's regel, why do you have the tzad to cap it? You said it. Right. Now, Lacha Moshe Misina is a package deal. When Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai, go easy on tzaras, he said, two discounts. Let's limit the payment on two fronts. First of all, let's just create a baseline of 50%. Based on the damages. So right away, lop off 50%. And then when you're assessing the damages, delimit it based on the value of the damager. After all, guys, look at me. We all know that Halacha Moshe Misinai is a kula, not a chumra. How do we know that Halacha Moshe Misinai's are kulas, not chumras? Rush. And how does the Rush know that Halacha Moshe Misinai is Arkulos, not Chumros? What Mesechta does he quote? Mesechta Sukkah. Great Devar Torah for Sukkahs. Sukkahs has a bevy of Halacha Moshe Misinai is being Mekel. Let's repeat them again. What are the Halacha Moshe Misinai on Sukkahs that reduce the amount of Mechitzos? Do it in order. Start from top to bottom. Let's see if you can not just think, but think logically. Descending order. What's the first Halacha Moshe Misinai that creates the most dramatic reduction? What? No? Right. Tara says sukkos three times or four times, depending on the Eish Eim Lamasaris, Eish Eim Lamikra. And yet, the Lecha Moshe Misinai lops off, to say it in logical terms, one entire wall and replaces it with a nub. So if it starts with three, the Lecha Moshe Misinai goes down to, how do we call it down from three to two? Shtayim Kihilchasun, Shlishis. Reb Shimon holds, you start with four, so you go from four to Shlosha Kielchasan. So that's the most dramatic. Instead of a wall, have a pole, have a tefach. Then in addition, now that we know the number of walls, we're going in descending order, Halacha Moshe Misinai tells us what? Okay, the wall doesn't have to reach the ground, doesn't have to reach the top. We call good achis, good asik. The next Halacha Moshe Misinai is? Dovin Akuma. The wall and the schach don't have to connect. It could be a space of four amos of pasul schach. And then the final, the most minimal discount of Halacha Moshe Misinai is? Lavad. Then if you have a space, less than 9 inches, three tzvachim, ignore it. Okay, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking a sukkah. We all know what a sukkah is, right? Four walls and tzvach. Like, you gotta be hard not to build a sukkah. Okay. Bring it down. And the sukkah could just be two on a side, high, low, schach, lavad. Hashem's telling you, don't think you're gonna protect yourself. I'm protecting you. You do yours, I'll do mine. It's a joint project. So do everything in Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Rush, this was reflective of all Halacha Moshe Misinai. I don't know that I would agree, but that's the Rush's view. So Halacha Moshe Misinai is veering towards Kula. So maybe Rava said, Avi, and again, Azaria, there's no way to prove this. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai, so it's all speculative what Hashem told Moshe, because it's not recorded. I can look at other halachos and find, you know what, you're going to look at Shas from today and tomorrow. It's not there, it's not in the Pesukim. So Rava wanted to know at Har Sinai, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Who says this pshat? A little hard. We've shown him here a little bit elusive. Who says this? Anyone? The Rashba. Let's open up the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba. It's, you didn't get the full we've shown him. We've shown him a very, very camouflage here. They say X and they move to Y and then you have to find them. Let's see the Rashba and Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, so we'll read a little bit of the Rashba. We'll skip around. It's a big Rashba. Hadar Minan. Okay? Love Lameima, the Rapapa Bilachuru, the Karli told the Regal, right? We're asking Rapapa, why do you call it a told of Regal? Don't think Rapapa is the only person who calls it Regal. Guys, maybe we'll disagree with this Rashba, but the Rashba said everyone's on the Regal side. Love Lameima, the Rapapa Bilachuru, the Karli told the Regal. El Kuli Alma, Hilchasa Gemirli, the told the Regal. But hey, Dolcha, Midam Rinan, La Rava, Di Boile, my Karla told the regal. The Gemara challenges Rava. Rava, you're unsure about migufo me'aliyah, cap payment or full payment. Why do you call it a told of regel Rava? And Rava has to answer, oh, because it was just a rabbi. So for the Rashba, that convinced him that this assumption is rock solid. You're not going to play around with the identity of Tzaras. It's going to be regel, according to Rava and Rava, or to Rava and Rava. So the Rashba clocks in with this. Now the Rashba has some explaining to do. If I'm convinced that it's regel, how do you get to a cap payment of migufo? So let's skip to Daf Yud Zayin, okay? Yud Zayin in the Rashba, top of the page, second line, Verava, okay, you have it? Top of Yud Zayin. Verava, Misafgale. What's Rava Suffolk? Guys, this is gold. We're back in Spain. We're back in Verona. We're back in Spain, learning with the Rashba. The Rashba put this on the board. He said, what is the Svara to reduce it? Verava misafgale kivon de akel be rachmana avi shelo lechayv or lechatzinezek. If the Torah is kula, halacha mishnah is a chatzinezek. Af anu noma shelo chayv. Well, let's just assume that halacha mishnah said elak a chatzinezek the elma to pirish boshu migufo. Just like the halacha mishnah said chatzinezek, the halacha mishnah said migufo. It wasn't a discount; it was a package. It was a package deal. There are two ways to limit liability. First is limit it based on the damage. Two is limited based on the damager. Chatzinezek is a straight 50% reduction. The migufo is limited based on the value of the damager. Again, $100 animal, damages $1 million item. You will cap payment. First of all, you will not pay more than $500,000. That's chatzinezek. And even the $500,000 will be further reduced by the amount of the animal. $500,000 will sink to $100,000. Clear and explicit in the Rashba. And in the Shittim Mekubetzes, in the name of the Gaon, we're not going to read it, but let's move forward. This is our first approach. The other method is, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a package deal. It reduces by 50%, and then it further reduces, let me get another piece of chalk, so you can, or another piece of magic marker, so you can understand, and then it further reduces by capping the Migufo. Okay, now, of the two questions we asked on Daf Gimel, remember we said, okay, what's happening on Daf Yud Zayin has to be seen through the lenses of Gimel. One question was, why does Reb Papa argue? What about Reb Papa makes us think that he would argue on this? The second question we had is, why does Rava only ask about migufo deviance, migufo discrepancy, even though it's regal, maybe it's migufo. Why doesn't he ask about rishus harabim discrepancy, even though it's regal, it should be chayav in rishus harabim? These are the two questions that we have to think about from Yud Zayin based on whatever's left over from Gimel. Which of these two questions is easier to solve if we take this approach of Avi, the black on the board? I'll make this red because this will be a new idea. Which of these two approaches is harder to solve? Okay. Now we have some thinking to do. Okay, guys, this is the thinking part of the show. So now it's just easy peasy. Start talking to me. I'll start you off. Who asked this question of Daf Gifo? Why does Rava only question Migufo Me'aliyah for Tzvaros even though it's a regal? But he doesn't question Rishus HaRabim. After all, if you're questioning, start questioning. Just like Svaros is discrepant from Regal, is different from Regal, that it's capped payment, unlike Regal, should be different from Rishus HaRabim. Who asked that question? Remember, we saw it before? Tosis. Let's read Tosis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, a short little Tosis. The kind we like. We already saw a short little Tosis in yesterday. Gimel Amud Beis. Lepatra Rishus HaRabim. Rava agrees that you apply the regal Ptur Rishus HaRabim. Gimel Amud Beis. V'im Tamar. Am I pshitalei tvei milashali min aliyah? Why is Rava all wrapped up in pretzel about migufo me aliyah, but he doesn't consider maybe switching the Rishus HaRabim Ptur of regal to tzvaros? So Tosa says, V'yesh lomar kivin de min hadin hayim mishal nezik shalim. V'yasi hilchas adlo mishal melchatsi nezik. Im kain asi hilchas lahakel velo lahachmir. Sounds a lot like the Rashba. This whole option for additional pturim comes to the Lachamashina. Alex, the Lachamashina reduced it by 50%. The Chatzin Nezek, it should give further discounts. Now, someone help me. Which is a potentially bigger discount? Capping the payment to Megufo or eliminating payment in Rishus Rabbim? Because that's what basic does is saying. You now know that Lacha Moshe Messina is a discount mushroom. It's going to mushroom to other discounts. Not just Chatzin Ezek, but it's going to include other discounts. Which in your mind would be a more likely discount to be included in that package? Which is a bigger discount? Could be. A bigger discount. Could be. But what does Tosfos say? The opposite. You may be right. Because Rishus HaRabim, you get full discount, but only applies in certain locations. Whereas Megufo is going to be an across-the-board further discount. Well, what would you want? The question of the lottery, right? What if you were, if Hashem were saying, Aryeh Ohayim, I like you, Hashem says. I'm going to give a special discount for Aryeh. Hey, I'm going to limit the Tzoros to Chatzin Ezek. And now Aryeh, you can choose. I'm going to give you another option. Either you'll be Patra for Tzoros and Rishus HaRabim, or no matter where it happens, I'll give you a further discount on Megufo. What would you choose? don't be biased. You choose Megufo. You would choose Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos agrees with Aryeh. Which is not a big deal because in many ways on the Sugya. But does everyone see in Tosfos the whispers of the Rashba? Tosfos is saying, oh, the Lacha Moshe Messina comes to be Mekel, and Rabba thought it's coming to be Mekel and includes a second Kuliyasi, and that second Kul is probably a Megufo cap. But not the Rishus HaRabim Patur. And that's why Rabba was comfortable saying, you're going to be Patur and Rishus HaRabim, like Regal. And, I'm sorry, did I get it wrong? You said it wrong, right? I said Tosfos wrong. Give me a second to think. I didn't fully think this through beforehand, before Shir. No, I'm totally wrong. The opposite. The Halacha of Moshe Messina has to include another Ptur, which is deviant from Regel. And the only Ptur that's deviant from Regel, because if you deviate Tzoros from Regel, it's just Rabbim, you create a Chiv, not a Ptur. I'm wrong. Take everything I just said out. Everyone hear what I just said? What I just said is wrong. Tosfos assumes that Rava is probing. Maybe the Halacha Moshe Messina includes another Ptur. And to make another Ptur, we're going to deviate it from Regel. And the only way to create another Ptur and deviate from Regel is to deviate the Megufo. If you switch Rishus HaRabim, you create a Chiyav. You're not going to create. I'm sorry. I'm totally wrong. Okay? Tosfos is agreeing with the Rashba. Again, starting again, guys. If you didn't follow, my bad. I'm taking responsibility. Okay? My fault. I apologize. Tosfos is assuming like the Rashba. That the tzad to say Megufo cap is Halacha Moshe Messina, expanded Halacha Moshe Messina. And since Halacha Moshe Messina is veering towards Kula, Rav is saying maybe there should be an additional Kula. An additional Kula would create space between Tzoros and Regel. And unlike Regel that pays full payment, Tzoros would pay Megufo cap payment. And Rav did not want to change the Rishus HaRabim situation from Regel, because that would veer towards Chiv. Because Regel is Patur in Rishus HaRabim. If you change it from Regel, you'd make it Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. So that's why Rav was convinced that you're not messing around with the Ptur Rishus HaRabim that Tzoros inherits from Regel. The only thing you're messing around with that Tzoros could potentially inherit from Regel is Regel be full payment, let's lop off the full payment and cap it for Megufo. So I'm wrong, Tosfos is right, Tosfos holds like the Rashba, Tosfos reads it this way, and this is a great explanation for why Rava was convinced we're not applying a Chiyav Rishus HaRabim to Tzoros as opposed to Regel, because that would be L'chumra. But we are thinking about the possibility of extending the Kula of Chatzin Ezek and further capping it by Megufo. Okay, so this question we've answered. What we haven't answered, according to the Rashba, is this question. What in the world about Rapapa would make him different from Rava? Nothing about Rapapa makes it sound like he would disagree about this issue. Rapapa, you'll see this a bit later in the petition. Okay? So to summarize, before I ask you to ask a question on this approach, to summarize, the first approach, the Avikon approach, is we are maintaining the identity of Tzvaros as Regel. We're not playing with that. No seismic shifts. Rava, we're just questioning, being that the Halacha Moshe Messina is Lekula, maybe that Kula of reducing the Chatzin Ezek included another Kula of capping the payment, Megufo. Why did Rava think about changing the Rishus HaRabim Ptur also from Regel? That would be Lechumra, and we want to go Lekula. So Tosfos in the Rashba take Avi's approach, which is black. There's just one problem. Let's read the Gemara. Can anyone tell me how the Gemara should read? It's hard to say it in Aramaic, but I'll try. If this were the answer. Rava's question should read as follows. Don't look at the Gemara, because I want you to be shocked. Boy, Rava! Boy, Rava! Okay, let me see his initial question. I'll read the initial question. Boy, Rava, you tesem and alif, tesem and alif. Boy, Rava. Chatzin ezek tzoros migufo mishalem me'aliyah. Me'aliyah mishalim. This is the way to read. This is the way that I would be writing the Gemara according to the Rashba. This is the way the Gemara should be written according to the Rashba. Me'aliyah mishalim. Diregel hu. Migufo mishalim. The Lacha Moshe Me'sinai l'kula ba. Lacha Moshe Me'sinai l'hakila. Lacha Moshe Me'sinai. Namely, you should have the word halacha Moshe Me'sinai in the text explaining why you reduce. Now let's read our Gemara and tell me if you think that Avi's and the Rashba's and Tosfos's approach makes sense in the language of the Gemara, and tell me which Achron didn't read it that way, and then we'll see if you can defend the reading according to Tosfos and the Rashba. By Rava, Chatzin Nezik Tzoros Migufa Mishalei Liya Mishalei Migufa Mishalei Dilo Ashkechan Chatzin Nezik Dimishalei Me'aliya O Dilma Me'aliya Mishalei Dilo Ashkechan Kiorchei Dimishalei Migufa. Does that language sound like the Rashba and Tosfos? Whether we can stretch the Lacha Moshe Me'sinai? What does the Gemara make it sound like? The question of whether we can overlay Migufo cap to Tzveros is how we understand. Who said it? It's Ev? I didn't say Migufo. Is Migufo a product of? Karen? In which case you would? You would not apply to Tzveros being regal? Or is Migufo something that's tethered to Chatzinezek? And anytime you have a Chatzinezek, you apply the Migufo cap. Let's read the Gemara again, guys. If you don't have the Gemara, please look inside. Migufo Mishalem, the Lashkechan Chatzinezek, the Mishalem Me'aliyah. Because every time you have Chatzinezek, you apply the second cap of Migufo. O Dilma, Me'aliyah Mishalem, the Lashkechan Keorche. This is not Mishuna. Is Migufo a function of Karen? And this isn't Karen. Or is Migufo a function of Chatzinezek? And this is Chatzinezek. Sounds like we weren't, Rava was not suggesting a further cap because the Lacha Moshe Me'sinai comes in and reduces the payment because the Lacha Moshe Me'sinai is a package deal. Sounds like Rava was asking a more general question about Migufo. Is Migufo something that applies only to Karen, in which case it won't apply to Tzvaros? Or is Migufo something that applies to anything which is Mishnah? To anything which is Chatzinezek, excuse me, in which case it would apply to Tzvaros. Who read the Gemara this way, of course? Pnei Yeshua. Of course. I mean, you can't get any clearer than the Pnei Yeshua. Just take out your source of your Makara sheets for a second. Okay. Oh, well, most of them didn't take the Makara sheets because they were online. Anyone have an actual sheet? I left mine in the base medrash. Anyone have a sheet? Thank you, Yadir. I'll read it. You can follow online. It's a pretty clear. Da'ika by the Rabahu. Mishim de Matsino de Karen Tama Mishuna Mikola and Azikim Shim Shal Megufa. Im no mar shatam. Why is Karen pay Migufa line 3 Mishim de Kila Mikulam? Yerushalam Chatzinezek. Is Migufa by Karen a product of Chatzinezek? Then we can stretch it to Tzvaros. Oh, Mishun de Lavorche. Or the reason that Karen pays Migufa cap is because it's Mishuna. Lekachi boile be Chatzinezek Tzvaros. Itam and Mishum Chatzinezek. If Migufa is an extension of Chatzinezek Tzvaros, Nami Mishlem is Migufa. It's capped. But if it's a question of Karen's Mishuna, Tzvaros is Orche, and you won't have that capping of payment. This is the Kasha on the Rashba and Tosfos. Since we're running a little bit late, I'll let you guys see how can you reread the Gemara according to Tosfos and the Rashba. Again, according to Tosfos and the Rashba, Rava's question was, okay, I know that Tzvaros is Regel, and I know that Regel has all these halachas aries, such as Pterosh HaSaram, but maybe the Lacha Moshe Me'sinai gave an added discount to reduce it to Migufo cap. Like it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, what is Migufo? What is the nature of Migufo? Is Migufo a Chatzinezek cap applied to Tzvaros? Is Migufo an Mishnah cap? And it's only by Karen. Where is this in the Gemara? That's the big, big question. One tells us in the Rashba. Which leads the Pnei Yeshua and others, intuitively, to assume that Rava was not asking about Halacha Moshe Me'sinai being flexed to include a Migufo cap. The Rava was saying, let's dig down to this Migufo. Is a Migufo a product of Chatzinezek? Then it would apply to Tzvaros. If it's a product of Karen Mishuna, it wouldn't apply to Tzvaros. What would be the inverse case of Tzvaros? Tzvaros is Chatzinezek Orche. So it's a good test case to prove whether Migufo is a product of Chatzinezek or is a product of Mishuna. If it's a product of Chatzinezek, it will apply to Tzvaros. If it's a product of Mishuna, it won't apply to Tzvaros. What's the cousin of Tzara? So it's an inverse case. Same genes, but different eyes. Nezek Shalem Mishuna. Would it apply to Nezek Shalem Mishuna? Namely, as we always said, I don't know if something is X or Y. Find me a case of X and not Y, or Y and not X. I want to know if Migufa, which is the Pnei Yeshua's way of answering the question, is Migufa a product of Chatzi Nezek, or is a product of Mishuna? I need a case of Chatzi Nezek Orche, which is what? Zoros. I also need a case of Nezek Shalem Mishuna. Y and not X, right? What are the two cases of Nezek Shalem Mishuna, even though it's Karen Mishuna, I pay Nezek Shalem? Bitarfon and Rabbi Akiva, right? What a great pair. Let's start with Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon has a case of Karen Mishuna that pays Nezek Shalem where? Chazor Nizek. Tarfon says that Karen Mishuna, Tom, pays Nezek Shalem Chazor Nizek. So what would Rabbi Tarfon say about Migufo? Karen Tom, Rishus Anizek, which is Mishuna, but pays Nezek Shalem, would it be Nezek Shalem Melia, or Nezek Shalem, capped by Megufa? We don't really know. Where it never says. The Pnei Yeshua says that this would be a consequence, a nafkamina, of Rebbe's question. Can anyone follow? If you pay, inverted. If Tsraros is capped by Megufa, that proves that Megufa is based on? Is Chatzi Nezek, not based on Shinoi. So if Megufa cap is based on Chatzi Nezek, not based on Shinoi, what would Reb Tarfon say about Karen, Mishuna, Tom, Nezek, Shalem, Minusha, Sayachid? You would? You wouldn't cap it, because in Migufo, if it applies to Tzoros, it can't apply to Karen, Tom, Minusha, Sayachid. What's the second case of Karen, Mishuna, Tom, that pays Nezek, Shalem, and we want to know whether you pay Migufo or not? If Yakiva holds it, Karen, Tom, Mishuna, Shechav al Biyadim. If an animal is a Karen, Tom, attacks a person, he pays Nezek, Shalem from the get-go, not Chatzi Nezek. So what would Rabbi Akiva say by Karen Tam Shechavu Be'adam Pesach Nezakim and Shuna Nezak Shalom? So if you apply Migufo to Tzraros, you would you or not apply to Rabbi Akiva? You would not apply. Applying it to Tzraros means that it's tethered to Chasi Nezak. Henry, the second you go up to Nezak Shalom, as Rabbi Akiva does, but to Karen Tam Shechavu Be'adam, you lose your Migufo cap. But if it doesn't apply to Tzraros, then it proves that the Migufo cap is not a function of Chasi Nezak, it's a function of Mishuna. That's why it doesn't apply to service, which is Orche. It's a function of Mishuna. It applies to all Mishunas, even when it's an upgraded payment of Nezek Shalem. With Rabbi Akiva, we have a Machlokas. Who holds Rabbi Akiva's Nezek Shalem of Tam Shechavo Be'adam is Migufo? Who holds that it's impossible? Okay, let's read Rashi and Tosfos together. Go Hayam and Aleph. Okay, Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara is questioning. Anyone like read the Gemara carefully? Who are we really questioning according to? It's Rabbi Akiva. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, and you have to hold like Rabbi Akiva to hold that Eim Zom is Kenas, and you have to hold Eim Zom is Kenas according to which Tana? Rabbi Yoshi, excellent. Because Rabbi Chia quotes Eim Zom as part of his 24 of his Nezik, and he quotes Eim Zom. So why does Rabbi Yoshi and the Tana of the Mishnah quote Eim Zom? Because they hold Rabbi Akiva, it's a Kenas. So we're forced to say that those who don't quote Eidim Zalim hold like Rabbi Akiva. So the Tana of our Mishnah and Rav Moshe want Rabbi Akiva's side. But wait a second. If you're Rabbi Akiva's side, then why don't you quote two Karen Tams? Quote Karen Tam Shechavel Bashor, which is Chatzi Nezek, and quote Karen Tam Shechavel Bashor, which is Nezek Shalom. So we're trapping the Tana of our Mishnah and Rav Moshe in a Rabbi Akiva trap. If you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, then why don't you quote Eidim Zalim? If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Eidim Zalim is Kenas, and that's why you can quote it. Then why don't you quote two types of Karen Tam? That's the Rabbi Akiva trap that we pose to the Tana of our Mishnah. Say it again. Why don't you quote Eidim Zalman? Oh, because the whole Rabbi Akiva, Eidim Zalman is a Knasna. I don't want to talk about Knasna. Oh, Hilda Rabbi Akiva, then quote two cases of Tam. Kam Shechav Abadam, Kam Shechav Abadam. That's what we're picking up. If you got it, you got it. If not, it's not necessary for the Shir. We're now on the third line, the Hey. E Sava Lak Rabbi Akiva, listening Trey Gav Nishor. Listening Shor Dazak Shor. Listening Shor Dazak Adam. It's not. Line number 5, Tom, tax a man, you pay Nezek Shalem. So why doesn't the Tana of the Mishnah quote Rabbi Akiva? And in Rabbi Akiva, you should have two different cases of Karen. Karen Shechavel Behema, which would be Chatzi Nezek. Karen Tam Shechavel Bad, which would be Nezek Shalem. If you're a Rabbi Akiva fan, you should distinguish. Another Gemara is a cryptic line. Ha Tavre Rabbi Akiva Ligzize. He broke his fist. He banged his fist. He broke it all. He broke the clean. He went like this. No! No one knows what the no meant. But that no has to account for why our mission doesn't quote Rabbi Akiva. So what does Rashi say? Rabbi Akiva, at a certain point, having said what he said, slammed his fist and said, no! What does Rashi say? Let's read Rashi. Be careful. The ishtakach, yachol, the lo mishalim nezek shalim. Rabbi Akiva backpedaled from the whole shita. There was a statement of Rabbi Akiva that Tam Shechavel Be'adam pays nezek shalim, and then he slammed his fist and said, no, I'm wrong. So erase Rabbi Akiva from the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva never distinguished between Tam Shechavel Be'adam and Tam Shechavel Be'behema. And therefore, there's no reason to distinguish in the Mishnah, because he never said it. Tavar Rabbi Akiva l'gzidim, and he backpedaled, he retreated from the whole shita. What does Tosfos say? Anyone see Tosfos? Rabbi Akiva didn't backpedal from the fact that a Tam Shechavel Be'adam pays nezek shalim. He just said, by the way, Tam Shechavel Be'adam pays nezek shalim, but Migufo. And since it's Migufo, he didn't want to quote Migufos in the Mishnah. It's too many Migufos. So according to Tosfos, what's the Psak Halacha according to Rabbi Akiva? Tam Shechavel Be'adam nezek shalim? Oh! That shows that Migufo is a product of? If Mishuna, not Chazi Nezek. If Nezek Shalom pays Migufo, it can't be hooked to Chazi Nezek, it's hooked to Mishuna. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what is Migufo a product of? According to Tosfos? Mishuna. If it's a product of Mishuna, can it apply to Tzvaros?
No.
So Tosfos, nothing, you can't learn Rava this way. According to Rabbi Akiva. A little hard calculus here, but who can he learn? Who can Tosfos learn Rava after all? Tosfos. Someone climb out of this trap. I'm going to trap you. Can you climb out of the trap? Just see how well your Talmudic logic works. Tosfos on Daf Hey has a scenario where Nezek Shalim pays Migufo. Rabbi Akiva Tam Shechavel Be'adam. That proves that Migufo is linked to Mishuna, not to Chatzin Nezek. If Migufo is linked to Mishuna, not Chatzin Nezek, it can't apply to Tzvaros. So can Tosfos learn Rava's question this way? What's the answer? It's a simple answer.
I thought they started to look like Mishuna.
No. How can Tosfos learn the second model? That we should possibly apply Chatzi Nezek to Tzveros, because Chatzi Nezek's Migufo to Tzveros, because the Migufo cap is based on Chatzi Nezek. After all, Tosfos says, I don't want to give it away, Tosfos just says we have a scenario of Nezek Shalom Migufo. Even Nezek Shalom Migufo is not based on Chatzi Nezek, it's based on Karen. What's the answer?
Is it a whole of that Tzvara
Mishnah? Are you missing the obvious? Come on. But it's so important to teach you how to navigate a sukkah. No, think carefully. Right! Tosfos is explaining who Shita? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a crazy case of Nezek Shalim Tam. So they interviewed Rabbi Akiva. What, according to Tosfos, what do you think about Migufa? Oh, I think Migufa is Mishuna, and therefore I'll apply it to every Karen, even Nezek Shalim. I don't think it has to do with Chatzin Nezek. But that's just Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskel like Rabbi Akiva. Who else didn't paskel like Rabbi Akiva? Rava. So Rava is free to say whatever he wants. The stipler says it is obvious, right? You can't prove from an embedded conversation. Guys, listen, this is so important. You can't prove from an embedded conversation in Shitas Yachid what the paradigm is. Tosfos is digging down into Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, and it's a strange case of Nezek Shalim Mishuna Karen Tam, and he applies Migufo according to the, not according to Rashi. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva, but we're in Rava, and Rava's post Rabbi Akiva, but we don't post like Rabbi Akiva. This is not high lumbus, it's just teaching you zooming in and zooming out in sugars, because you can get so nitty gritty and look at such a detailed issue, you forget, okay, I'm now deeply embedded in a svara in Rabbi Akiva, which I'm interested in because I want to know Rabbi Akiva, but that's not going to be the paradigm that Rav has to subscribe to. Okay? So guys, if you didn't understand that sidebar, let's all go back, zoom out, Faris, and then we'll end shir. I'll talk about the third option in tomorrow's shir. We're not going to talk about it today. You'll see why I'm not truncating shir. I'd rather append it to tomorrow's shir. Okay? You'll see why. Did I say something bad? Okay. So, the second option is to say that Rava was not asking whether the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai can reduce Chatzi Nezek and can be flexed to include another discount to Migufo capping. That wasn't what Rava was saying. That is language. Rava came into Shira that day and said, Talmidim, let's talk about Migufo. And he probably quoted Rabbi Akiva, and he probably quoted Rabbi Tarfon. And he said, is Migufo hitched to Chatzi Nezek? You say Chatzi Nezek, I say Migufo. I say Migufo, you say Chatzi Nezek. Tomato, tomato, it's the same. Anytime Chatzi Nezek. And of course, if you have Nezek Shalom, don't even bother with Migufo. Migufo is like a clustered tour to Chatzi Nezek. Not because of the halacha Moshe Mishina, because of the way the halacha system works, based on Karen. Or Migufo is limited to Karen, and therefore can't apply to Tzvaros. Okay. Let's take three steps. Step number one, and with this we'll end shiur. We'll look back at that question based on the Gemara and Bava Kami. The two questions. Rapapa and why Rava only asked about Megufo and not about Rosh Hashanah. Step number two. Okay, well actually, those are step number one and step number two. Step number three is, what does this mean about the Bava Kami universe? To say that Chatzi Nezek and Megufo are tacked onto each other. Okay. So which of these two questions is this other model? Let me put the other model. You know where Megufo? Because Megufo may be a product of Chatzi Nezek. If Megufo is a product of Chatzi Nezek, then it would apply to Tzaros. If Megufo is a problem of Kerem Mishurna, then at least for today, until tomorrow, it would not apply to Tzaros. Okay, so for those who haven't followed every little in and out, the two ways so far to explain Rava is, we maintain that Tzaros is regel, and it's Halacha Moshe Sinai coming and creating a Petur. Or we maintain that it's regel and we just apply the Petur. So far, to any case of Chatzinus. Okay, start. What's obvious in Bava Kama? Why Rava was only probing Megufo and Aliyah, as opposed to probing what other deviants? Shizirah. Why was Rava only probing Megufo? Because he was asking whether Chatzi Nezek invites an additional Megufo. Which is Rava nothing to do with Chatzi Nezek. Rava said, I got Chatzi Nezek, which is not Meshuna. Okay, now let's see whether Megufo clings to Meshuna, Karen, or clings to Chatzi Nezek. Tosa's whole question is irrelevant, which means Tosa didn't hold the sheet, or else he wanted to ask the question. Tosa don't like the Rashba, not like the Panei Shiva. Okay. What we haven't really solved yet is why does your papa argue? This is still itching me. Like, why is this only Rava's question? Why is your papa, I'm sure that. What's this difference between the Rebbe and the Talmud? Okay. So here, guys, we're going to start to have deep, deep scan. This is the deep part of Shia. Okay. So if you're a little tired, you don't get it, you want to relax a little, that's fine. But this is really important because we're going to start to think more deeply. This is the simple shiur. This is two ways, classic, Tosas, Rashba, Panei Yehoshua, Rapapa, Rava. We said so far as just, you know, classic. Let's start to think a little bit more deeply. What does this mean to Bava Kama that Megufo always follows Chatzi Nezek? Like, what does that mean? And how does it affect Tzaros? I understand what Megufo means for Karen. Beside, no, Karen of Tor, and it shouldn't apply to Tzaros because Karen's crazy. Karen's, you know, an outlier. Karen's not really high pagan. It's Kiknasa. So I know the Torah you really shouldn't pay. So, since you shouldn't pay, Alex, Sam Shavar Mechas Kashimar Kaime, Reb Huna, you shouldn't really pay. It's a Knas, but Mechas is Fatra, except according to the Rabbi, Chasinez. Yeah. But normal people, right? I started this year today. That's why you have to identify intuitive logic. Megufo is the most ridiculous concept in Bava Kama. In many ways, it's even more ridiculous than Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek makes sense at some level. You didn't see it coming, you pay half. Megufo is nonsensical. It doesn't make sense with all of Bava Kama. Why should the payment be limited and capped by the value of the damage? Like that, it's, where does it come from? It's even more bizarre than Chatzi Nezek. So if it's Karen, okay, you know, Karen is odd, and the oddities express themselves both by Chatzi Nezek and Megufo. You know, Karen is a special case. You shouldn't really pay. But once I enter today's shiur, I start stretching Megufo out of Karen, and I start applying it to Tzaros, and I start thinking it up to Chatzi Nezek Megufo. What does this tell me about the people who pay Megufo and Chatzi Nezek? If I apply Megufo to Tzaros, and I add to Tzaros this whole Megufo Chatzi Nezek thing, even though it's Orche, and it's so bizarre and it's so strange, can I still call Tzaros a is that it? Adam?
No.
Can I still call it? Can they still call it a mazik? Can I still call something a mazik if it pays me gufa? Forget the ins and outs. Just clear your head. It doesn't make sense. And it never made sense in Karen. If you remember, we said in the name of the Rav, Karen really isn't a mazik. Karen time, remember? Not a shame mazik. You shouldn't pay at all. It's a knas to incentivize people to watch the Karens. Am I basically pulling Svaros out above a comma? Pulling it out of, again, when I say pulling it out of regular, I just mean regular. How does it mean regular? It's just further from Shane. But Shane and regular and the whole crowd? Regular doesn't mean regular. Regular means the whole crowd above a comma. Within that crowd, who's its best friend? Regular. When I say Svaros is regular, I mean it's in the crowd and it hangs out with regular. But by applying the gufo to regular, to Svaros, am I basically saying that Svaros isn't a mazik? Because why shouldn't Soros be a mazik? Now bring all of our deconstructions from the previous day. Because by an animal, kocho is really lav kigufo as opposed to adam, the two sides of rava. And the lach lemoshe m'sinai now, guys, isn't reducing payment, but introducing payment, because you shouldn't be chayiv without the lach lemoshe m'sinai, because Soros is crazy to make an animal chayiv for its kocho. It's not a mazik. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you you're chayiv in Svaros, we would not really call it regel. We would call it some new mazik that mimics regel. Who introduced the option that maybe we'll call Svaros a new mazik? Who saw that phrase? Someone pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago. Who saw that phrase? Tosfos. Tosfos says, I might carry the told around, call it a new mazik because it's so different. Is the application of crazy migufo capping to Svaros indicative that Svaros is totally off the radar? It's not regular mazik. It's a whole new definition. It's a whole new attribution. It's not my sevema. Well, we have a lot to talk about, guys. I'm just opening up a whole new horizon. It's like I've opened up the shades for you. We're going to pursue this big time. Svaros is different. Kocho b'behemus, lav kegufo, without halacha moshe b'sinai, you won't be chayiv 100, you'd be chayiv 0. Halacha moshe b'sinai comes to be machayiv you, not to make you putter, in this case, against the Rosh and against Masechah Sukkah. Don't even think about Sveros being regal. Is that the outcome of applying crazy migufo to Sveros? Because migufo is crazy. Because the ABCs above a comma is you pay. And you assess payment based on damage. Okay, you want to tell me, we'll give you a half off the damage. In some way, that makes sense. Come on, if you were a judge, and if you judge, you're not judges, right? If you were a judge, you want to give clemency. What would be your clemency? Percentages off. You owe $100, pay $50. Your ticket says $250, I'll reduce the ticket. Would any judge in his right mind say, you were driving a Ferrari, so you have to pay half of your Ferrari. You were driving a Mazda. The guy will laugh him out of the court. Come on, even Ari's laughing. And he doesn't want to laugh because he wants to make a good impression. Even you're laughing. It's crazy. Migavo is crazy. Okay, so it's limited to Karen. I can make a scene. If we don't hold the Migufo applies to Rego and Svaros, I can make a good thing. It's Karen. Yehuda's really, you know what really Karen is? It's a way to get the animal out of the picture. So you can take the animal, you sell it, you divide the money. Migavo is a Karen thing. Get crazy animals off the road. But you now, Elisha, starting to apply migufo to Tsraros? What does that say about Tsraros? Not what does it say about migufo? By letting the genie out of the bottle and stretching migufo outside of Karen territory and applying it to Tsraros, would anyone in their right mind, here's, you're going to laugh on this one, okay? You're going to laugh even if you don't find it funny, because right here's, Eish pays migufo. You assess the fact. Even I have a sense. You assess the value of the fire and you cap the payment. If I light a really big fire with very, very expensive wood, then I pay based on the capping value of the fire. But even Henry's like, that's that even makes sense. I'm going to cap the Tsvaros pay. I'm going to cap the payment of bar based on the value of the bar. Come on, you have to have your head examined. It doesn't make sense. You're talking gibberish. capping payment based on value of damage. It's a carrot, stupid. It's a carrot idiosyncrasy. It's based on caring, getting the animal out of the picture, whatever. And now you dare to apply it to Tzvaros? So on the one hand, it talks about Migufo. On the other hand, it tells us that Tzvaros is off the wall and is not a real mazik and is a separate shame. And that's what Rava was really asking. Is Tzvaros off? Can I possibly create a world? To take the Migufo option to Tzvaros, you have to say two things. A, you have to assume that Migufo isn't tethered to Karen. And B, you have to assume something about Tzvaros. And who was Mr. Tzvaros' regal man? Who was Mr. Passionate? I am passionate that Tzvaros is regal. Who am I describing right now? Reb Papa. Because what did Reb Papa start Bava Kamma with? Go back to Daf Beis. Reb Papa made a big bold announcement on Daf Beis. There are some toldos in the Zigim that are like the Ravos, and there are some tolados that are a little bit different than the Ravos. Then the Gemara went on a scavenger hunt to find the tolados that have different halachos. And the only option the Gemara could find to explain what Reb Papa was talking about is which tolda of an Av is a tolda of an Av, but has different halachos. What is that? So if you interviewed Reb Papa, what did he say Tzvaros is? Regel. And he was convinced about it, or else his whole formula fails. Because if Tzvaros isn't regel, then his statement is inaccurate. So there is no way Reb Papa could enter rubber land. There is no way Reb Papa can begin to think about, oh, should Migufo apply, should it not apply? Because by applying Migufo to Tzvaros, you're disengaging it from regel, and I can't allow that to happen, says Reb Papa, based on the only other statement we have of Reb Papa in this Masechta. If you don't hold this Mahalach, you have no clue. If you hold like Tosfos, Tadir, and the Rashba, Rav is drilling down into the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. That drilling down is, everyone look at me, is the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai like this? It's a big discount, Chatzin Ezek and Megufo, or is it like this? Reb Papa can buy into that. You're maintaining full regel affiliation. You're just saying, is it Halacha Moshe V'Sinai a double discount? Or is it a single discount? Why did Reb Papa have that conversation? But by applying Megufo outside of Karen to Tzvaros, I'm changing Tzvaros. Process, whoa! Pump the brakes. I'm not allowing you, Rebbe, to change Regal and Tzvaros. I believe very deeply that Tzvaros is Regal. And I'm on record as having said that, because I made a big announcement in the beginning of Bava Kamma that there are some toldos that are lav ki yotzibim. And I feel that Tzvaros is that tolda of Regal that has different halachos. And now you know why the Gemara asked that very, well, this will end, that provocative question on Daf Gimel. What are those five words that we said change history at Tzvaros on Daf Gimel on the base? Asher, Amai, Karile, Tolda, which is an anathema for Reb Papa, but a great question for Rava. Because Reb Papa says, why do you call it a Tolda for Regal? Because it is Regal. And Tosis had to climb away and Reb Papa, well, yeah, but if no halachos like Regal, then you can't really call it a Tolda. Remember Tosis is Kasha? What do you mean, my current Tolda? Because it's Regal. Because it's Regal. According to Reb Papa. But according to Rava, that question is a real question. It's not Regal. So why even associate me with Regal? I mean, it's because most of the halachos look the same. But don't think for a moment that Tosis is Regal. Tzvaros is a new mazik. What are the implications of calling Tzvaros a new mazik? Does it mean to be a new mazik? What is the definition of a new mazik? Does it correlate to anything in Bava Kamma? Stay tuned, guys. These are the next 3 weeks of your learning. Whole new world. Seismic shift. Nothing's happening here. Nothing big. Well, we've seen it, big or small. Every sugya is either a contained conversation or an explosive conversation. Remember we did it last year. We questioning Meisen, hello, questioning Tzvaros, or Meisen Ezekiel. Rava could have come in as the Rashba said, as Tosa said, have a look at Mashmusinai. Did Hashem give a double discount? That's contained. It makes sense why we'd be asking about the Gufo, because you would never flip the switch and be Mechayiv and just say, yeah, Rava, because I'd be a Chumra. I made the mistake before I wanted to say, everyone's clear. Why is Rebel asking Migufo? Because additional discount will lead to the Migufo cap. And that would be the deviance from Regal. But it wouldn't lead to inverting Regal. Oh, normally Regal, Alex, the Chayibish, the Spadabish stuff, let's make Yichad. That'd be counterintuitive. for how you view the Lachem Moshe Mizrahi. Pnei Yeshua says it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Anyone want to try to read the Gemara according to Tosfos, come over to me and see if you can do it. Pnei Yeshua says no. The question was, Chatzi Nezek, is it tethered to Mikufa or is it tethered to Karen? And the inverse would be, what about, not if you have Chatzi Nezek or Chibbe Nezek Shalem Mishu? Right? Sveros is the inverse of Karen Tam Shechava Be'adam and Karen Tam Mishusiyach. Those are Nezek Shalem Mishuna, this is Chatzi Nezek Orche. So if you say it by one, you'd invert by the other. Right? I told you guys earlier in the week that everyone has to have a sefer that they plan on writing and a name for a sefer they plan on writing. So in the time that I'll never have in this world, but if I had the time in this world to write the sefer, I want to compile a list of nafgaminas that are inverses of each other, because every single nafgamina in Shas has an inverse. So every single nafgamina is it this or that? Is it chetz or gafa? Let's just say. So what if I case of chetz and gafa? Gafa and chetz. You always want to find that. Right? Migo. Is Migo a bear or a koch? So the certain Migos that are koch are not bear. Certain Migos that are bear are not koch. Is chatzi nezek a function of mishuna or chatzi nezek? Megufo, cap. Mishuna, chatzi nezek. Look for cases of chatzi nezek orche, like tzveros. Look for cases of nezek shalem, mishuna. Karen tam shechav abadam, karen tam shes yachet, according to Reb Tarfa. I'd want to call the sefer, cool name, hafachba v'hafachba. Based on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, hafachba v'hafachba dekulava. Which literally means, dig and find and turn it over, but hafachba, hafachba, because hafuchos, inverses, show the logic. Dvarim hafuchim, dar tapuchos, dvarim hafuchim, show the inverse. I want to call it hafachba, hafachba. Good luck to me finding the time to write that sefer. I got to go out and shop for Shabbos, or all my daughters who are coming whose husbands are in Nazareth. Yes, I'm going out right now, shopping in the supermarket. So I'm going to be going through the shelves and turning things over, not going through Nalkaminas. Anyway, I got to find everyone's favorite yogurt, everyone's favorite cereal, and everyone's favorite cookies. Right now, I'm Sava. I'm not going through any great Rapapa stores. Anyway, so let's get back to what we're talking about. Or was Rava saying, you know what? If I take Chatzi Nezek and I also double up Migufa, which is ridiculous, and I apply it to Tzveros, maybe it's a different Nezek. I can't honestly apply Migufa to something without saying that something is crazy. Because Migufa is crazy. We all know Karen is crazy, right? We know Karen is off. It's different. That we know. Koin Trifuna. It's a knas. Who remembers which Rishon said that the Halacha Moshe Mishneh had two statements to it? A, that you're chayiv, and B, that it's not a knas, which would maybe think that the chiyuv would be a knas. Halacha Moshe Mishneh doesn't just establish the chiyuv of Tzvaros, but establishes this mama who read it that way. Based on our Tesva, remember? Rashi Ksuvos, the Rashba, right? It's mamash Karen-like. Tomorrow it may be actually Karen. So much Karen-like. Okay. This is what's happening in Tzveros. By accepting this Migufa Ptor, you may be pushing Tzveros out of, again, and when I say out of Regal, I don't mean out of Regal. It means out of the first Mishnah, out of Bava Kamma set, out of the Bava Kamma group. When I say Regal, it means it can't be normal. Now, if it's part of the club, it stands near Regal, but it's part of Regal Shein, part of that Sada Shava. Regal Shein, Eish Bor. By blind Migufo, it's a different mazik. What does that mean? Why is it a different mazik? What is it kocha? Why is it still chayiv? What's the Lach Shvesinai telling us? We need more information. We're going to see it. We're going to see Rishonim. We're going to start talking this way. And it all starts with Rava. It all starts here. When Rava came in and posed Migufo, all of a sudden he was severing, he was amputating Svaros from Bavakama. Or else why should I accept Migufo? Because Migufo is so strange in ways that other halachas are not. Okay, let's stop here. Emir Tzashem, and here I want everyone to follow what's happening because it's a little bit disconcerting, but trust me, you'll thank me for this. Okay? The next Gemara on Daf Yutas Amud Beis, which is the next Gemara we're up to, is whether you have a process of Hadah for Tzveros. Do you go up from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem after three iterations? We're going to skip this Gemara, and we're going to get to the first Gemara, which is logically first. Do you go down if you have a shino in Tzveros? If the animal kicks stones in an irregular fashion, would you go down from Chatzi Nezek to Reva Nezek? Why am I doing this to you? Not to confuse you. But according to many Rishonim, the question of whether you go up is you go up after going down. You don't go up from 50 to 100. That never happens. The question of Hadad, do you go up is, assuming you go down to 25, do you get back up to 50 after three times? If an animal does regular tzvaros, you're never going past 50. Dear, that's Halacha Moshe Sinai, you're never getting past 50. The only havamin of Yesh Hadah, according to Menu Rishonim, is if you're willing to go down to 25 and you repeat three times, you get back up to 50. So So there's no way I can teach you that sugya of whether you go from 25 to 50 after three times. If the Rifa is asked, do you go down to 25? Okay, so learn, when you learn sugya, so say, you know what, even though it's written first, logically I have to go see another sugya first and then see. Now, you got to learn a lot of Gemara for that to happen, but just be prepared in your mind to make that shift. Oh, there's something more prior. I can't talk about going up from 25 to 50 unless we talk about how you go down and do you go down 50 to 25. Once we see whether you go down 50 to 25, it's okay, now that we know, do you go down 25, is the question going up only at 25 to 50 graduation escalation or even a 50 to 100 escalation? So we got to first study the Nefila Satsadik before the Chazara Satsadik to put into the Sefer Tanya's words. The Tzadik going down and the Tzadik rising up. Okay, so Mir Tashem tomorrow, we're skipping some lines. Don't worry, get back to them. We're going to discuss the sugya for a day or two, obviously. Yesh shinoi litzveros, o ein shinoi litzveros. And we're going to start thinking more about Karen also, and Soros and Karen. But now we're diving deep, deep, deep into Soros and its relationship. Until now, we were describing Soros on stage. We put Soros on stage. Who are you, Soros? Are you like Zav? Are you not like Zav? Does Basra Meikara affect you? Does it not affect you? Now we're putting everyone on stage and we're trying to understand Soros by gauging how similar or different it is by all of its friends, namely Shane, Ragel, Karen, and Atoa. Okay, so it's a different way to study the nature of Soros, which is more systemic as it tells us how to see the system. What we say by Soros is going to ripple. Oh, that's an interesting thing. How does that affect our old view of Bava Kamma? Okay, stop here. Welcome to our guests. Anyone who wants to come shopping with me, you're welcome. Have I got the right cookies? Yes, I know.
Didn't we get to this conclusion in the Shira last week that the Rav Papa makes more sense was talking about?